Goodbye hairspray. Goodbye notebook. Goodbye pencil. Goodbye cookie. Whoa.
These are my cookies. What are you doing?
I am ridding this room of everything marketed by Hamilton Winslow Incorporated. Goodbye, bra.
Am I safe in assuming your job interview did not go well?
Ooh, deputy dog. Sniffed that one right out.
Whitley, you're an art history major, right? Why are you wasting your time in marketing and banking? What's next, the CIA?
Got an appointment on Tuesday.
You're not serious.
Ken, I would rather be a longshoreman than go back to Mama after graduation. I'd be prisoner to her canasta club, her gardening club, her needlepoint society. There is no hope of parole.
Excuse me, Whitley, I need your ticket request for a senior banquet.
Is food all you ever think about?
What they're serving at this banquet doesn't qualify as food.
Did you have an interview today?
Yes, with Hamilton and Winslow.
You too? All that talk about focus groups and demographic T-tests and Z-tests. Who was that corporate coop talking about?
Marketing 101.
Oh, well, I'm not interested in that anyway. All they're looking for is some unimaginative, uninspired little worker bee.
I guess that's why they offered me the job.
You? Congratulations!
Thank you. But now I have 4 job offers and I don't know which one to pick.
Go with the money.
Yeah, well, that does not narrow down the choices. Why don't you get back to me on those tickets, okay?
No wonder I can't get a job. Jaleesa's hogging all of them.
Oh, don't worry. Listen, it's about 3:00. We're going to have to go pick up that cot.
What cot?
We're hosting a prospective freshman this weekend. Remember? You signed us up for it. Rachel Johnson is assigned to our room.
Am I supposed to know who that is?
She's Ron's sister.
Oh, great. 3 days in close quarters with Lady Doofus.
I know what you're thinking as you look at me with your young, eager minds. How will I fit in at Hillman? Will I have enough clothes to go to a black college? I don't know. But I do know this. If you come to Hillman, we will challenge you in many, many different ways.
So, which one of these ugly ducklings has the misfortune of sharing a gene pool with Ron Johnson?
I don't know. We haven't seen her yet.
Soap opera brain.
I don't want that to happen. I have spotted her. Weeble over there at the swap meet Gucci.
How did you become head of the hospitality committee?
You mark my words, we gotta hide our triscuits.
You know what I'm saying?
Now there's a heavenly body that could benefit from a dawn of dusk and back again to a campus with big brother Dwayne Wayne.
Hey, that two of us in neutral. She already has a big brother.
Get out of here, I saw first.
Hey man, that girl's my sister.
That's Rachel?
That's right, look at her like that again, it'll be the last thing you see with all 6 of your eyes.
I'm just looking because this girl, she doesn't look like the chubby face baby in your wallet. I mean, that girl, that is cute.
Well, good looks do run in the family.
Yeah, too bad they ran past you.
So right now you can sign up for classes over there with Miss Freddie Brooks.
Would you like to sign up for class?
I bet there's a whole lot of woman under that hair, Big Red.
Ron, check out how water's over there.
He's gonna have to put some sugar in his shoes to sweet talk those fans down.
Dwayne Wayne. I'm Zach Duncan. Walter tells me you're one of Hillman's best math students.
Oh, no, I'm the best.
Until I get here.
Is that so?
And guess what?
What's that?
You're my official big brother for the weekend.
Actually, this is Dwayne Wayne.
Uh-uh. Fun name.
Not nearly as funny as a fan.
Hey, RJ.
Ray Ray.
Baby.
Hi, baby. How are you?
Hi.
Oh, interesting outfit. Could use a little more fabric.
Thanks, Ron, but I'm fine.
No, you
that
ready.
You are. I bet there's a whole lot of women under that jacket.
You must be Dwayne Wayne.
Wait, what are you
You've been telling her, man.
No, this is my partner, yeah. Mi amigo.
Hi.
Mi partner, hey. Dwayne Wayne.
All right, now what lies has he told you?
Only that you're extremely intelligent and that women line up at your door.
Nice save.
See?
Rachel! Hi, I'm Whitley Gilbert, your big sister for the weekend. You look famished.
Excuse me, Whitley, but I'm Rachel.
Rachel, girl, just like I pictured you.
Ron tells me you're an art history major. That's what I plan to study.
Well, you've come to the right school. Hillman has some of the most renowned professors in the country. Dr. Columbardo is one of the foremost authorities on Henry O. Tanner.
Oh, I love Tanner. I think Moonlight and Tangier is definitely his finest work.
And the department slides are immaculate. There's not a hair on them.
So what are you planning on doing after graduation?
Oh, you didn't come all the way down here to talk about me.
Oh, I bet you have a lot of offers.
Couldn't begin to tell you.
¿Qué pasa, muchacha?
Hey, come in, Ron.
I know that's an ironing board. Because my sister's not sleeping on some boogity pot. I told Walter to get you a bed.
Ron, I'm sure I'll be comfortable.
And if she's not, she can always bunk in your luxurious abode. It's so plush, the roaches have robes of their own.
Look, when I tell Walter to get you a bed, he's supposed to get you a bed and quick. My tuition pays that man's salary. He works for me.
Ron, don't worry. I'll be fine.
No. There's no excuse for this incompetence. I'm going to tell him, too. That man's fat head is going to roll.
You got something you want to say to me?
You're doing a fine job, sir. You should be commended.
Big Red, as I live and breathe. Heavenly.
Have I shown you my new maze?
Walter was right. This is a tough school. But like your motto says, I'm not through with you yet.
Oh, yes, y'all. Didn't you sign up for a 1 o'clock ROTC class?
You're right, Rodson. Women in uniform. You don't have to tell me twice.
Hey, Ray Ray.
What's up, Frank?
I like your sister. She's got a lot going on for her. Is she adopted?
I'll see you at the party, Ricardo.
Counting on it.
When you learn how to count, your bow-legged loot. Oh, no. You are not going to anybody's fraternity party.
But it's your fraternity.
And I know what goes on there.
Oh, so it's okay for you, but not for me.
I don't participate in any of that wildness. I'm only in the fraternity for the service projects.
Oh.
Just this week, I kicked off our annual camp food drive.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Ron. What?
See you at the frat house.
I met Mickey at the Bible study.
Oh, the Bible study.
That's right. Huh. Doesn't our Bible study meet every Friday?
Don't even attach my name to that lie. You can't remember the girl's name.
Okay, well, after Bible study, I'll see you at the party.
Thanks a lot, partner. You was very helpful.
Thank you, man. You let me take Al. She'd be home all night.
Hey, I'm just joking. Don't be just joking.
I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let him forget that he's my man, because I'm a working woman. W-O-R-K-I-N. Hey, hey. You are looking at the newest employee of Princess Premise Cosmetics International.
Yes. Wow.
Congratulations.
I love that line. I wear their perfume, Josephine.
Me too. Can I get a discount?
30% after my first 60 days.
Wow. Well, stop talking and get to work. What will you be doing?
The Princess Premise corporate philosophy is that you start the entry level. Mm-hmm. You learn the business from the bottom up.
Product development and testing.
There is some testing involved.
So you'll be working in a lab.
Walls will not confine me, Kimberly. The real world will be my laboratory. I'll be out there with my hands on the pulse of the consumer.
You're a spray lady.
Spraying is but one aspect of the job. I see a very bright future with this corporation. Very, very bright.
Definitely. You know, my cousin Diane started out at Belique as a dancing powder puff. 5 years later, she's a division manager. And the powder puffs report to her?
Of course they do. I am so relieved I'm not one of these lost souls at Hellman. They end up senior year with no skills, no job, and nowhere to go but home to Mama. Rachel, don't you be one of those women.
Don't worry, that's not going to happen to me. I've got an 8-year plan.
You already know what you're going to be doing for the next 8 years?
Yeah, I'll double major in art history and economics, then get a job assisting an art buyer. After that, be a director of art acquisitions for a major corporation.
You mean like buying Chagall for Chevron?
Exactly. Did you consider art buying?
No, not exactly.
I'm very surprised. It's a growing field and lucrative, too. You know, some corporations are willing to spend up to 10% of their profits in art.
You've been doing your research.
I'll say. Where have you been doing it?
The library.
Of course.
Well, listen, I'm going to be late for my seminar. But hey, congratulations. That's great.
Thank you, sweetie.
You age. See you later.
Here's a partial list of my Princess Permise products I need. Oh, could you, like, put a rush on that mascara I've been spitting on the brush for 2 weeks?
You can keep on spitting, because I'm nobody's spray lady. Thank you.
So what are you going to do about a job?
I don't need a job, Kimberly. I have found a career. I'm going to be an art buyer.
It's in your field.
And it's perfect. It combines the two things I'm most passionate about, art and shopping. I can pick a Picasso.
No.
I can sell a Cezanne.
No.
I can buy Chagall and paint it on the wall. I'm an art buying woman.
She's an art buying woman.
B-U-I-I-N. Say it
again.
Were you for me? I love that art. Love it with it all of my
Are you sure you took a nasty tumble?
I barely skinned my knee. You didn't have to call time out. And you certainly didn't have to rip Dwayne's shirt to make a bandage. Dwayne, I am so sorry about your shirt.
Hey, no problem. The shirt's his.
Well, I better go get cleaned up. I'm going bowling.
Aren't you two going to dinner?
Yes.
Ron, it's my last night. I want to have a little fun.
Are you trying to say that I'm not fun?
No.
Yes, you are. I heard it. Didn't you hear us say I'm not fun? My name is Leah, and I can't hear. Yeah, well, I heard it. And I'll have you know, for your information, I'm a lot of fun. And I planned an evening of big fun. We're going to the Happy Crab. Now tell me that's not big fun.
It's not. And you know what? Until you graduate, there is no way I'm coming to school here.
Oh, yeah? Well, go up the stairs and go to your room. Did you see that? Hey, my name is Lee. I can't see.
Hey, Woodley, I just came by to get your...
Senior banquet ticket request.
Yeah, thanks. Woodley, 25 guests?
It was almost 26, but I told Mama if she brings T.T. to the dinner, that dog will be dinner. Jaleesa.
Yeah?
You decide which one of your job offers you're gonna take?
Yeah, I accepted the Hamilton Winslow offer. You know, I figured I'd be close enough that I can smell the burgers at the pit, but making enough money that I won't have to eat them.
I, too, will be in the neighborhood as an assistant art buyer at E.A. Trite Industries.
You better do it, girl. That is a very dynamic and competitive field. How'd you get in it?
Well, I don't actually have a job yet. Got a few connections.
A friend of your mother's?
Why does everybody think every time I have a problem, I run to my mama?
Because you do, Blanche.
Jaleesa, she just set up the interview. I'm the one who read their art catalog. I've been studying it. I know every acquisition they made in the last 3 years and how they acquired it. I'm going to go in there Monday and show them what I got.
Well, we two executivos must do lunch.
Your expense account or mine?
Yours.
Oh, what smells like dead armadillos?
Probably your upper lip.
Oh, we having a little dinner with some twins, perhaps? 1, 2, 3?
No, just a friend. I thought maybe you'd like to join us.
Oh, no, brother. I'm not into that menage a kinky.
You guess who's coming to dinner?
Hello.
Oh, you don't have time to go out to dinner with your only brother. You have to go bowling. And now you're having dinner in some man's apartment?
He's no man. He's Dwayne.
Hey, oh, that's not not nice to insult the host. Now, sit on down here.
Well, he started it.
No, no, I'll tell you who started it. You did, and you're ungrateful behind it. You want to shake all over this campus.
Ron, wherever I go to school, I'm going to be able to take care of myself.
Ron, just listen to me.
Whose side are you on?
It doesn't matter whose side I'm on. The girl came here to talk to you. Now, sit down and be nice.
Yeah, sit down. Come on.
Talk.
Now, Ron, you have always, always been there for me. I mean, if it wasn't for you, I never would have learned how to ride my bike. Or braid my hair. Or write my name.
You could learn about it in third grade, I did.
RJ, I'm not in third grade anymore. I'm growing up. I want to come to school here at Hillman, but if I do, you have to let me have my space.
I promise you, I'll give you all the space you need.
Oh, God.
And I'll only check on you once a month. Or twice a week. Make that every other day. Excuse me. A culinary delight prepared by the Prince of the Pot Roast.
Mmm, looks delicious.
Looks can be deceiving. I've had this brother's pot roast. I'll get it.
Oh.
Hey, big brother, I heard you were having a dinner party. Sorry I'm late. I couldn't find a date. But I did bring a dessert. And speaking of sugar, you're so sweet, I get a toothache just looking at you.
Ron.
Oh, no, you're grown. You're on your own.
Ah, Miss Gilbert.
Good morning.
Mr. Santez. Beautiful family.
Yes, thank you. We're hoping the little one will grow into her nose.
Well, I've reviewed your resume, and I see you have quite an extensive art background.
Art's my middle name and my first love. I've made nothing lower than a B+ in my major, and only two of those.
Well, I'm impressed. So, why are you seeking employment with this firm?
My mother plays canasta with your wife's cousin.
Honesty, I like that.
Oh, and the fact that E.H. Wright owns one of the most prestigious and extensive art collections in the country, especially with your latest acquisition of those Gauguin.
Oh, you've done your homework.
He noticed. I like that.
Well, you are obviously well-traveled, multilingual, and you know your art. But, I don't see anything in your resume about business experience.
Business?
Finance?
Mr. Santos, I have to be honest with you again. You know how those A's and B's I make in my art courses?
Yes.
My math grades are slightly lower. Significantly lower. And I just didn't feel that business was relevant to my life.
Oh, but it is very relevant to this job. You see, I'm looking for someone who understands the financing of major art purchases, the complex structure of loans.
Someone with work experience, some business courses, perhaps a summer internship, museum work, negotiating skills, someone with some knowledge of auction processes. I mean, basically, you wanted someone who was more qualified for the job.
So what are you going to do now?
I don't know. Guess I'll go home to Mama and spend the first few months redecorating my room. Won't be that bad. T.T. will be dead soon.
Now, that's something to look forward to. And Whitley, if you want to become an art buyer, why don't you just stay in school another year and take some business classes?
Are you in cahoots with Mr. Santos?
He said the same thing?
Yes, something to that effect, and a summer internship if I do.
Well, that's your answer. A lot of people stay in school a fifth year.
That's right. Well, hip, hip, hooray for a lot of people. I'm graduating in May. My mother has her whole canasta club coming to senior banquet. She already has the graduation invitations in the mail. Let's face it, guys. I blew it. It's too late.
You know, if I thought like that, I'd still be waiting tables back in Camden, New Jersey. Now, Whitley, I was 24 years old when I started college. I decided back then that I was not going to let anything or anyone keep me from getting the education I needed in order to get the job that I wanted.
Well, that's you.
Okay, fine. Go home to your mama and her dying dog.
No, that is not what I want to do. I want to be an art buyer.
Then take the classes.
What am I going to tell Mama?
What you just told us.
I lie.
Oh, great. She has no hope for you.
I'm not kidding. I tell I got a man.
Oh.
A freshman.